you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Not So Live. The season is over, and that deserves an ode, and it is called, hold your applause to the end, it is called Ode to the Season That Is Over. Goes something like this. Losing stinks, but what are you going to do? Like more times than not, it came down to a play or two. The Packers weren't out physicaled. They were just as tough. That near interception, but close wasn't good enough. So Team 93 is done, but it leaves quite a legacy. It lost to some opponents, but never to adversity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Opportunity knocked for tonight's guest this season, and he answered in the biggest of ways. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Andrew Quarles. Andrew, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I'm doing pretty good. It's a cold night, but we made it. We definitely made it.
Aren't these people terrific for coming out? Yeah. Andrew, is today kind of weird in a sense? Because yesterday, all the hopes, dreams, and aspirations are alive, and suddenly it all comes to a close. Was today kind of weird?
Yes, sir. I mean, I think it's for me, I mean, everybody in that locker room, it's the toughest day of the year. You know, these are things that you don't expect. You know, like you said, just yesterday it was a dream. So, yeah, it's definitely tough. But, you know, we had some exit interviews today, and I think, you know, the energy is definitely still there, definitely still positive. So, you know, it's definitely good to leave at that.
Andrew, I think your football team made a statement about being tough and physical yesterday. And I'm thinking specifically 12-play, 80-yard drive that spanned the end of the third, early fourth quarter, ended with a John Kuhn touchdown. 9 of those 12 plays were on the ground. Now, that is tough, and that is physical.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, that's one of our things. I mean, this whole year, you know, hats off to everybody in that backfield. You know, including myself, I take a little, you know, responsibility for that, too, blocking in the backfield. But, you know, those guys run hard. You know, you got guys like Eddie Lacy, James Starks running the ball, John Kuhn. I mean, that's the guys you love to block for, you know, because you know they're going to give their extra effort. You know, so I think that's what it took, you know, this whole year. And, you know, hats off to those guys.
Andrew, this Kaepernick fellow, he seems to be a problem. What do you guys think about him?
I mean, he's pretty fast, I think. I think he's pretty fast. You know, he kind of reminds me of the speed of Mike Vick. You know, somebody like Michael Vick, you know, when he breaks that pocket, he really picks it up. But, I mean, yeah, he's definitely a playmaker, man. But I'm just looking forward to the next time. That's all I can say.
Now, Andrew, as of today, after yesterday's game, Kaepernick has a big S back on his chest. But you know what's kind of interesting? And Micah Hyde's had a wonderful, wonderful rookie season. But if Micah is able to hang on to that interception, today people are talking about Colin Kaepernick being very ordinary yesterday. It boiled down to he made a couple plays, we missed an opportunity, and that changes the complexion of everything.
You're absolutely correct. You know, and that, I mean, that's the game of football, and that's the things you love about, you know, the game of football. It could be just one play. Like you said, one play could have, you know, really changed the end of the game. But, You know, I actually talked to Mike about it, and I told him, I wish you would have caught it, but I mean, he really stretched out. I said, I saw the effort, you know, and that's all I could appreciate is, you know, that effort. I mean, I really think he really sold out and tried, so
that's all
we could ask.
Now, Andrew, you mentioned the blocking you're doing, did a lot of that, only targeted one time receiving, and appropriately enough, you had one catch, but it was a difficult catch. It looked from my vantage point to be kind of a one-handed stab, was it?
Yeah, it's pretty low. I had to get down. I mean, I wish I could have stayed up because all I saw was open field, man. I mean, you know, sometimes when you see that open field, you know, you just, in your head, touchdown, you know, that's what you're thinking. So, I mean, I wish I could have stayed up, but I did have to, you know, go down to get it. But, yeah, it was a one-hand grab, so, you know, that was cool.
Sure was. Andrew, as we talked about, did a lot of blocking, and they weren't bashful about sending you right into the heart of the 49er defense. For instance, on this play, right out of the backfield, Navarro Bowman, an all-pro caliber player. And do you like this backfield blocking and stuff? Because by trade, you are a tight end.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me personally, I love the tight end position. We're asked to do a lot in this offense, and I'm a guy that's, you know, ready to step up and do that. You know, that's how I approach it. We asked to get out there and line up like wide receivers and run routes, and then, you know, like the tape showed, you know, getting the backfield and block like a running back in alignment. So, I mean, me personally, I just love the contact. I mean, I guess that might have something to do with growing up in New York and, you know, just those New York streets. I mean, I love the contact, and I'm not afraid of it.
Well, a different kind of contact. They asked you to come across the formation several times and block